Classified. Author, Shiny Silver. Read by Croissant Katie. Characters, Steve, Danny. Pairing, Jen. Summary, of course there are aliens in Hawaii. Steve, Danny exclaimed, staring in horror at the vaguely squid-like beast rising out of the ocean. One of its many tentacles was wrapped tightly around a long yellow surfboard, and as Danny watched, the creature slowly squeezed the board until it cracked and splintered. What the hell is that thing? When Steve didn't answer, Danny turned his head carefully, keeping one eye on the sea monster, and saw Steve digging in the Camaro's glove compartment. I don't think a grenade is going to help with this one. Not a grenade, Steve said, straightening up, a gun in his hand. Danny blinked. He'd never seen a gun like that before. It was long and narrow, the tip of the barrel much too thin for bullets. But more importantly, there was no way that thing had fit in his glove compartment. What? Where? That's classified, Steve answered abruptly. Classified? Danny yelled. There is a giant Cthuloid beast rising from the ocean, and you have a magic gun. Unclassify it. It's a phaser, Steve replied as he flipped a switch on the side, causing it to hum loudly. And Cthuloid? Really? I read, Danny said defensively, glaring at Steve. Stop trying to distract me because you really need to fill in some blanks here. Steve opened his mouth, but Danny held up a hand and kept talking. And Steve, so help me, if you say it's classified again, I will turn that phaser on you. Steve rolled his eyes. Are you done? Can I answer now, or would you prefer to let the Narsak make it all the way to the shore while you lecture me? Danny seriously considered punching Steve, but the creature, Narsak, whatever, was getting closer to the beach and he really didn't want to see what the rest of it looked like. So he gestured at Steve to talk. That is a Narsak. When the aliens crash-landed in Roswell in 1947... Aliens? Roswell? Danny interrupted, staring at Steve in shock. On second thought, don't tell me. Will that phaser thing kill it? Steve nodded. Well then, what are you waiting for? He made a shooing motion. Go! As Danny watched Steve stroll confidently forward, fiddling with the buttons on the side of the gun, phaser, whatever, all he could think was that this would never have happened in Jersey. The end.